Radio check. You're a little scratch into the repeater. NC9B mobile.
Call back. I appreciate that. Just running the hounds early morning. Just checking to make sure everything's still up and running. JQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
Bill. Good morning. Leon here. NC9B. Hope you're having a good walk this morning. Walk with the hounds. What hound you got? About the shepherd, I can't remember the other one though. Australian, what'd you say, cattle dog?
I think sometimes they call him a blue healer.
Alright. Well, I hope you're going to have a great day today. You got to work today?
I've got a, already got up, started prepping this morning's show, so just waiting on things to develop so that I can finish it.
I'll be listening. But, I hope you're going to have a great day. I'll be running down to Columbia. Do a Columbia running back. And then they might light me up with something a little bit after that. But, I hope you had a good weekend. You tied up that frog strangler, or is it Sunday?
Last weekend, Sunday, last week, the AC went out. So, I spent the entire week acclimating to 85 degree heat. Inside the house, and then the AC got fixed Friday, and I've spent the weekend freezing, but I was enjoying the freezing.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. Sorry I had to endure that, but it happens every now and then. Glad at least you got off the weekend, yeah. I tell my wife, she hates it, because she rides with me in the car or the truck. She's got to bring a sweater and a blanket. In the summertime, I like it freezing. In the wintertime, I like it roasty. So, yeah. You can't get a happy medium in there somewhere.
They cracked my chest open when I woke up after that happened, that day, and that was 10 years ago. I like to sleep in a meat locker, and I'm happy in a meat locker. I've got a fan blowing on me, AC. I got three fans blowing on me, and the AC running, and I can sleep like the dead.
I'm not so big on the fans, but I do like my AC. Man, I like my AC. And it's one of the reasons, I guess it's one of the reasons I like the mountains. It's not quite as hot as down in the low country here. But I keep the AC in that truck cranked up, let me tell you. How it was last week. Wasn't that bad, the truck, because the truck I was driving had a good AC in it, so I went down to Columbia, and Columbia to me is like the armpit of South Carolina, because it's in a bowl, there's no breeze, no wind, it's just hot and humid, and I try to avoid going there if I have to, but it wasn't that bad last week in that truck, because the AC was cranked wide up. NC9B.
I grew up in Columbia. The only way to survive in Columbia during the summer when I was a kid was we went to the lake every day during the summer. And we hated it when August came and the clouds started coming, but that was the only way to stay cool, because otherwise it was humid, hot, flat, no air moving, no nothing.
Somebody asked me the other day if I've been to the lake. I said, no, it's too hot to be on the water. I bought a boat, because it was a retirement gift to myself. And the family, and bought a little boat. We go to the lake on a regular basis, but it's been too hot to go to the lake lately. So, hope to cool down a little bit and get back in the water.
I don't remember the last time I got in the lake. Probably 2012 or something. I don't know. And you're going to Columbia today, you said?
We drive the truck down there, and I pick up a load there with Spartanburg, and I take it down to West Columbia over by the airport. And usually they'll hook me up with something to come back so I don't have to deadhead back. I can get to that profit back a little bit. I'm usually back about 12:31, so around there.
Construction leveled out enough for you to where it makes the trip a little more expeditious on the way down 23.
Up now, and it's nice. Let me tell you, it doesn't beat me half as bad as what it used to. Man, you go down there in the tractor trailer, I mean, during that construction, they had them humps and bumps, and all the lane changes and everything, and it was horrible. But they kind of got straightened out. You know, it's nice and smooth the majority of the way now. It's kind of nice.
My rent is in May for the South Carolina convention, GOP convention. And, yeah, they had opened up a lot of it then, too. But when I started in radio, I used to go up and down that road every day because I was doing radio in Columbia, but I lived in Easley. And I was amazed how many people would just drive off the straight road on I-26 for whatever reason they would do it.
Never seems to do a big me the way people drive. I'm surprised we don't have more fatalities than what we do. I mean, I spent 44 years in law enforcement, and, you know, I know better to say I've seen it all, because I have not. There's always somebody somewhere gonna top the cake, if you will. That's just, you know, perfect straightaway. Got a saying in law enforcement, you know, if they only have two cars in the entire world only had two cars, eventually they would run into each other.
Out there now, I see them. They'll have their phone or their tablet on their steering wheel, reading or watching a video or on Facebook or something, doing everything but driving and paying attention.
Ladies put on their makeup and reading books and strolling through their shopping sites. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm on the interstate of that. I mean, wow. Yeah, it's amazing we don't have more fatalities in C9B.
Thank you, Charlie India. I'm gonna let you concentrate on keeping the shiny side up, and it was very good to speak to you today, sir. And I'll be on the air. I'll be waiting on you when you pull back into the zip code. Although you should be able to pick me up from around exit 106 and coming this way. And you start coming back this way.
Probably down on the Greenville station. I can probably carry you all the way down, almost to Newberry, down that area, past Newberry. But, I'll be listening. Have a great day, and I appreciate you riding along. Take care, enjoy, and see 9B.
Charlie, India is clear and monitoring.